Well, Sprat now met Mighty Jamie. We've had him on the show before as a political analyst and commentator. Also Zimbabwean, as it turns out, with the big news that Robert Mugabe has resigned. Morning, Jamie. You good? You well?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Happy Mugabe Free Day.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling this morning?
Look, I've got mixed emotions about it. I'm very happy that Mugabe is gone, but the rest of the cast is still there. So I have a lot of apprehension because, you know, you can get caught up in the euphoric moment and, like, ignore the implications of everything else. Because I've seen some reports say that Mnangagwa is going to be the president tomorrow. He's going to get instated tomorrow.
Sure.
And it's not just a human rights concern. There's also like a constitutional question about how are they going to institute him as the president, because he's not a member of parliament and he's not a government official. And the vice president would be supposed to be the person who should assume the presidency after the resignation of the president. And the vice president, Poho, he's missing in action, so to speak, and we haven't seen any resignation from him. Those kind of things, like, they alarm you because they are like, you know, signals that, okay, these guys are going to be freestyling democracy. And that's always a concern whenever you see that.
So what do you think of the statement by David Coulthard, who said that you may have removed a tyrant, but you may not have ended a tyranny?
Yeah, I actually wrote an article for the Daily Maverick where I said this looked to me like a snake shedding its skin. You know, the skin got old, it lost utility, and now in the process of shedding the skin, everybody was happy to see the skin being shed, but a lot of people forgot to think about, but wait a minute, that's still a snake, and it's still as dangerous as it was before. You know, somebody said that we've removed the Mugabe regime, and I was like, no, we've just removed Mugabe.
Yeah.
Not so much the regime.
Sorry, just a quick question about the Zimbabweans that live specifically in South Africa, and specifically who live in South Africa because they were unhappy with the regime in Zimbabwe. Do you know of Zimbabweans that are thinking, okay, now it's a good time to head back to Zimbabwe and to be part of this new revolution, if you will?
Look, I've seen some people say that I'm packing my bags and going on social media like WhatsApp, but I haven't actually seen anybody make any move. Like, there's no Zimbabwean that I know who's actually, like, booked a bus ticket or whatever. I think a lot of people are taking a wait-and-see approach because this regime, this Mnangagwa guy and the ZANU-PF old man and the military, they've been a little bit brutal before. And I think some people are being a little bit cautious before they throw caution to the wind in respect of just running into their arms specifically. Right now, the conversation is about, like, good riddance to bad rubbish. And that is a legitimate conversation. And people are entitled to have their moment. But I think in a few weeks or in the next month, then we'll begin to really slow down and think about, okay, what does a free Zimbabwe actually look like?
Just quickly, Mighty, what is the expectation from South Africa?
I think South Africa must make sure that the election calendar stays the same, make sure that voter registration is free and fair, and send as many observers as possible, but this time to be objective and not to cover up for their friends, which is what they did in 2002 and 2008.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You.
We'll chat to you again soon. Thanks, Mighty.
Cheers.
This is Joe Black.
Hi. I'm Tolima Donsela.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg. And you're listening to...
You're listening to...
Breakfast with...
Martin Bester and Tumi Marake.
Martin and Tumi. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.